Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Ireland is the latest country impacted by the rise in high-potency drugs in the European market. The HSE has issued a statement saying that MDMA pills that are now thrice the usual dosage are present and they're presenting an unprecedented challenge for users and healthcare professionals. With us is Professor Eamon Keenan, who is HSE National Clinical Lead for Addiction Services. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Anton.
Eamon, give us a sense of the risk posed by these pills.
Okay, well, I suppose one of the things we're saying is that one pill doesn't equal one dose. And with these increased doses of MDMA that we're seeing, and it's over 300 milligrams we identified this year, and that's the highest dose we've ever seen in Ireland. With the higher dose comes a significantly increased risk of serious harms and adverse consequences. So really at this time of year, socializing does occur. There are a number of events occurring, and it's important that people are aware that these high-strength tablets are circulating and look at some of the information that we've been providing to help keep people safe.
When somebody uses MDMA, do they feel the effects sufficiently quickly that they would know this is high dosage and therefore I shouldn't take another? Or is there a risk that they can overdose before they feel the effects of the high?
Well, everybody has a different reaction to the tablets, and this is one of the problems. I suppose with the tablets that we've been testing, and we've been testing now at festivals and events for over 4 years now, we've seen tablets ranging from 0 milligrams up to 312 milligrams. So really, people do not know what strength MDMA they're going to be encountering. And so that's why our advice is very clear. You know, start low, go slow. Don't take the full tablet because, as we say, one dose doesn't equal one pill. So start low, go slow. Don't mix with other tablets. Don't mix with alcohol and prescription drugs. People often forget that prescription drugs can interfere with drugs that they're taking. Obviously, we'd much prefer if people didn't take drugs at all, and it's safer not to take drugs. But the reality is that if people do decide to take drugs, they do have to take steps to look after themselves and their friends.
And is there a good reason for the high potency coming on the market? Because I would have thought if you are in the business of selling drugs illegally and wholesale, you want them to be as diluted as possible to increase your profit margin.
Well, you're in the business to make money and you're not really caring about the end user. And what we're seeing in Europe, and it's right across Europe now, is a modern drug phenomenon where criminal networks have grown stronger, they've grown richer, they've grown more interconnected, and we're seeing high-potency drugs in lots of European countries. And what's being used in Europe is now being used in Ireland. So cocaine is stronger, MDMA is stronger, ketamine is stronger, and that's just the trend. People, the criminal gangs will be telling their end users, oh, these are better tablets, these are stronger tablets, you get a better sensation from it, or you'll get a better high. So people seem to be chasing that better high, and the drug criminal networks are exploiting that.
How prevalent is MDMA now? Because I think a lot of people will associate it with sort of the rave culture of the late 90s and have thought that it fell out of fashion.
It certainly did fall out of fashion for a period of time, but certainly it's now coming back into fashion, and it's along with a number of other designer drugs, have now become synonymous with some of the dance scenes across Europe and some of the festivals. And at these events, the drug use and MDMA use and ketamine use is quite prevalent.
Can you give me a sense of scale of that prevalence? Because I suspect that there will be people who won't be clear on just how common the use of MDMA, ketamine, and particularly cocaine is across Ireland these days.
Yeah. I suppose, well, one of the pieces of research we carried out in 2024 looked at wastewater analysis, and it's something that we've been interested in because that gives us an idea of drug use at a population level. And so in 2024, we sampled wastewater from the Ringsend plant, which covers about 2 million people. And we compared that data then with what was happening across Europe. And what we did see was that the use of MDMA and ketamine in Dublin was as high as other European cities. So it's naive for us to suggest or to think that these drugs are not being used at a reasonably high level. And it's also associated with different events. If you go to some of the very intense dance or techno events, drugs are part of that scene. And certainly at other events, such as Electric Picnic, it would be lower levels of prevalence. But at the intense techno dance events, yes, we do see MDMA use sort of on a regular basis.
Does it mean, therefore, that when we look at the exercise in prosecutions and criminality and trying to pursue the gangs, has all of that proved just completely unsuccessful?
Well, it's just such a big business now, and the criminal gangs, as they have become richer, they've become more sophisticated. And I suppose that the investment that we've had in our law enforcement, in customs and in health hasn't kept pace with the amount of profits that the criminal gangs have been engendering. So we really need investment in those areas. We've got a new national drug strategy being prepared at the minute, and we would certainly hope to see significant investment in tackling this problem, because right across Europe we do need to invest in resources for health, for law enforcement, and for society, really, because certain communities are more impacted by drug use, and those communities need investment, and we need to look at it as a response from society as a whole in relation to this drug phenomenon, because it's not going away.
And finally, I mean, you mentioned that the exercise you did looking at wastewater out of Ringsend, there may be a sense that this is Dublin problem, an urban problem, an inner city problem. Is it prevalent across the rest of the country?
I'd say absolutely it's prevalent across the country. And as part of the expansion of that wastewater, we will be analysing wastewater right across the country. But I think people know, and we've seen various different news reports and reports that drugs like cocaine are available right across the country in every small village and town across the country. So this drug phenomenon is here. We're dealing with it, but we need investment to keep tackling the problem.
Eamon, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Professor Eamon Keenan, who is HSE National Clinical Lead for Addiction Services.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.